Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Which means that Survivor's on tonight. If you have power, you'll get to watch Survivor. Well, dude, it's tough, you know. It's so stupid and so such a first world problem. I was immediately like, oh no, oh, outage on Wednesday? Oh, that's going to...
You have it set to record?
Yeah, it's set to record. I mean... We'll see.
I mean, in case you miss it, you can watch it another time when you have power.
I think it's available on demand.
I should be able to get it on a computer, too.
I don't know, but I know I was in the middle of making homemade chicken soup yesterday.
Yum.
You ever made that?
Yeah.
Man, it's a mess.
Oh. No, it takes 20 minutes.
We make it. Oh, no. Ours was... My recipe takes... 4 hours.
Oh boy!
What?
What'd you make your own chicken stock?
Tell us what you did.
Yeah, tell us everything.
You make your own chickens. What?
No, uh-huh. I use a big thing of.
You just pour it from the carton.
Yeah,
no.
I pour it from the carton. Strip a chicken I bought at the store. Chop up some celery and carrots.
Oh
boy!
Vinny's
going back.
You put in a whole fryer chicken, uncooked, with a bunch of water. Boil it. You have to.
In crock pot or just on the stove?
No, on a big, giant
soup pot.
Yeah, a soup pot. Yeah. There's some foam that sort of comes up out of it that you got to scrape off the top. And then you start putting in carrots, celery.
Mm-hmm. Onion?
Like two big onions mm-hmm. cut into pieces.
Put a little garlic in there?
Two garlic cloves, mm-hmm. yes. Pepper, basil.
Yes.
Oregano?
Not oregano.
Any bay leaves?
Oh, a bay leaf. Yeah, you got it.
No bay leaves. Cook that. Oh, and a can of diced tomatoes uh-huh. goes in.
Sure.
Oh, and three chicken bouillons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The cubes?
Cubes.
Yeah.
And so that thing's got to cook for 3 hours.
Oh.
And then, the meat's just falling off
right.
the chicken.
Mm,
so
yeah.
I had to pull that. And then the phone ring. This is PG&E. I'm like, yeah. I can't.
Do you have
even
a gas stove?
Yeah.
So even if your power went out, you'd get.
We'd be able to cook, yeah. But it's made for today. Because
mm-hmm.
I started too late yesterday. When we got home, I started on it like, yeah. Oh, this will be fun. And my mom's like, you're not going to be able to eat until 8 at night.
Do you do rice or noodles?
So one of the things we've started doing, we've cut gluten out of our uh-huh. diet for mm-hmm. to see if that's one of the.
Yes.
Issues that's causing...
Is that a thing?
I actually started praying for celiac as
No, but is that a
lesser
is that a factor
of the
in
no.
Crohn's? It's not. Okay.
No, it was just
so
one of
the... So she can go back to regular...
Well, we're not sure yet.
All right.
Until we get a definitive answer, we're going to keep
plan.
Gluten
right.
out of it. So
yeah.
last night, as I finished it, the missus and my daughter came down from their baths and showers, and they're like, oh, that looks great. Let's have some of that. And I'm like, you guys, it's 8, or, you know, whatever. And they're like, yeah, we always have a second snack.
After you go to bed.
Yeah. Exactly, when daddy goes to bed.
Now let's eat.
Yeah.
All right. So they had some and said it was delicious, but we're going to have it for dinner. But so they had it with rice.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah, I love, I that's what I want. I don't even want noodles in my soup. Because the next day, they're just not as good.
Soggy.
I like the next day, the rice is so good.
Actually,
you always do wild rice and regular rice.
Oh,
according
them.
To my mom, who was directing all of this via multiple phone calls. Yeah.
Was it FaceTime or just phone
calls? No, phone
audio.
Calls.
Yeah.
Emergency phone calls, too. what do I do? She said, you don't put any of the noodles in with the soup. You've made it a lot of soup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't put any noodles in with it for storage.
Right. Because
mm-hmm. they'll just sop it all up.
Yes.
And,
they
ruined.
Just get gross.
And then there's no broth left.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was, their soup was stored separately from whatever
we're
going
to put
in it.
Make the noodles eat it.
Right.
So you could just drop noodles into it as you were
or
serving
rice
it.
Or
right.
however anyone's going to want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that'll be, I did that. yesterday.
Yum.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. Oh God, the house smelt so good.
I bet.
And I was saying to the to the missus, you know, like, oh, our girls are gonna, you know, don't you want them to grow up having, you know, the smell of homemade chicken soup? She's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you should do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, there you can do it easier. I mean, if you don't want to spend all that.
No, it's wanted to do it, but I was hoping someone was going to take up the cause.
But then you could make homemade chicken. No, no, that's your thing now. That's the problem.
You're the cause.
When
yeah.
you make something really good, that becomes like one of
your
the things that gets written down under your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It's
yeah.
like,
well,
you're
you
not going
to write. Cartons and cans. You know, just cartons and cans.
Anyway.
That's one of the reasons I like cooking is the smell in the house.
Yes.
And I just love for John to come home and walk in the door, or just open the garage, and just
already smells.
Yeah,
it, yeah,
and just because it's just so like
really
it's just a loving thing. Cooking is such a loving thing, and I just love doing it so much. And oftentimes I'll be at the house going, I wish I had someone I could give food to. Sometimes I go to my neighbor and knock on his door. Hey, I just made da da da. Do you want some?
That is so funny.
It's the funniest
thing. Does he take
thing. It? Every time, of course.
Is this the one who just redid their house?
No, that's the other neighbors.
Oh, I see. How are they? Are they any good?
You know what? I never see them, but they did buy a car from John.
Oh, great.
So, wow. So they're awesome with me. In my book, they're great.
I'm so sad that Johnny's gone all the day. Like, you guys used to at least see him at 5 o'clock and then every weekend.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Well, I saw him probably for an hour yesterday.
Oh.
You know, let's try to remember there was a point in between gigs where she was like, he's got to get out of here.
That is true.
You got to go, buddy.
He has got to get out of my house.
Careful what you wish for.
And I, you know, on the other side of all this, when he taps out and retires, yeah. you're going to be like, oh, God, for the Mercedes days.
Go get a job at Target as a greeter.
Listen, he knows he's got to get a part-time job. Oh. I just, you cannot be there every day when I get home.
Right. Oh, he would be a good bartender.
Like I can picture. You know what? He has a thing. When he left the alcohol business, he just does not want to supply people with booze.
Oh.
Like, he feels very strongly about not wanting to give people alcohol.
Maybe really? He could be a bartender
after
a smoothie
38
bar.
Years. At a smoothie
he could go
bar,
work at Jamba
sure.
Juice. He's like, Kara, I'm going to hang out something
too
healthy.
Too bad the one by us closed down.
Aww. I worked at a smoothie bar. I liked it.
You
yeah,
did?
It seems
yeah,
fun.
It was one of my many, you know, short-lived uh-huh. little jobs mm-hmm. and while I was supporting my radio habit.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because everyone's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy
sure.
for the most part. I mean, you don't
it's kind of a daytime
find...
gig. It doesn't get seedy at night.
Well, seedy.
Grumpy jerkos aren't ordering blueberry banana smoothies.
You would hope. I almost did a smoothie bar yesterday here.
Oh.
It was either going to be a smoothie bar or a charcuterie or I was going to do like a granola bar.
Oh my God, you're so cute. That's you're so. Like,
I was just.
I tell you something.
Things.
You like made my whole year with that because it was just so thoughtful and like exactly the kind of little snacky thing I could be at
yeah.
all morning. And...
Well, I didn't know if you were. I thought you were going to go out with your girlfriends to lunch. I was going to have breakfast burritos, but then I thought, oh, that's kind of heavy if she's going to go out to eat
no,
later.
No, I didn't go out to. I didn't go. I'm going Friday to
okay.
a little birthday lunch.
Did your family hear Vaughn's? Rap?
I played it for them. Okay. My brother had heard about it when he got to work. And I mean, it's on the Alice 973
yeah.
Instagram.
It's got so many
great.
Responses, Vaughn.
I
yeah,
love
Vaughn.
That people were like, please tell Sarah to sit still or teach her how to find the beat. The white girl dance.
Exactly. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, the white girl
that's
dance.
That's what they were writing. I mean, it's not me saying it. I didn't even notice. I was actually listening to
I can't
to
help it. I'm a white girl. I'm doing it for the camera right now. And by the way, you can check out my bangs. Look, I'm giving it all to you, lookers. Go to radioalice.com.
You look like a child.
Whatever. That's good, right? I'm 53.
Yeah.
I want to look like a child. Yeah. But it was so funny because my sister-in-law goes, I don't think I've ever heard Vaughn say a single word. And I'm like, listen, he's quiet. He's one of those people who it takes time to get to know. I still don't know him that well. Like, I want more. I want more Vaughn.
Yeah, he's interesting.
And then, but the way he was It's so funny because I didn't even watch me, and then I gotta go back now and watch my wife.
You gotta watch you.
Because I was watching Vaughn the whole time because he's fascinating. Like, he's in this groove where he's just so
going for it.
In it. Like,
you
it
know,
was great.
I'll tell you something. This probably, you know, behind the curtain a little bit, but Vaughn's quietness has also helped him here. Like, there are people who've come through here where they're, you're like, okay, we have to, it's not your show.
Yeah.
You gotta keep your cool. Yeah. I mean, we get it. You're excited, but you can't, that's not how this.
Also, we're not going to have a conversation the whole time we're not on the air. So, we're in the middle of reading things.
So that's actually one of the keys to Vaughn's success here.
Yes.
But then when you turn to him, he's ready, man.
Yeah.
He's good and he's on and he's got a lot of talent.
He's got a lot of opinions about a lot of
I'll
stuff.
I'll tell you something.
That he keeps to himself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
If you want to check out his Instagram or Facebook, you'll see them there, which can be racy at times.
The weekend of our wedding, my wife was like, that Vaughn, he won my heart. I'm into that guy. And I was like, yeah, he's great.
John, too. John was like, and I mean, all of us. I was like, when I heard this voice coming from beside me. I went, oh, I'm like, yes, we are rocking. It was so fun. Yeah. All right. Enough Vaughn.
Good.
That's enough for you.
Yeah, Vaughn.
Yeah,
shut
Vaughn.
Up already.
God.
Take up the show.
Hi, Yuzette and Sarah. I wanted to see if you guys could give a big happy 30th birthday shout out to my wonderful friend, Rourke. Pronounced like a lion's roar plus K. Rourke.
We know Rourke.
We do, actually. She's been, I guess, producer before. She was on Survivor season 35.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about her a couple
came
years
in,
ago.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It says,
Rourke.
Let's see. Yeah, Rourke. Mm-hmm. Remember, pull up her picture.
I can't picture
you,
her.
You'll remember. And she wasn't a huge factor that season, but she was a local, and we knew she was a listener, and so we sort of paid
brought
attention.
Her in, and I think she did win, like, a producer of the day at some charity auction also.
Right. So it's her 30th birthday, and she's a Bay Area native, got me hooked on your show when I lived with her in New York City. She's a proud member of the Sarah's Minions Army, and we've stayed in touch over the past 6 years by connecting over your show and favorite moments. She's, let's see, this is from Val, her friend who listens from Dallas, Texas, to the podcast on radio.com.
Happy birthday, Rourke.
Happy birthday, Rourke. Did you find a picture of Rourke from season 35?
I think I did. Is this her?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think she was out before the merge. I mean, yeah, but out before the merge, and she wasn't a huge factor, but we sort of knew of her that she was a Bay Area girl. And anyway, happy 30th birthday, Rourke. And thank you for listening, and thank you for making converts of people who live elsewhere. It's great. So look, this is not just the end of the year. This is the end of the decade. And so all of the lists are not just like, hey, here's the best things from this year. They're, hey, here's the best things from the teens. Time has just started the trend. And they've got lists of everything. Best movies.
Oh, from the teens, like
2011 to 2019.
Got it. Okay. So the decade, really.
Yes, right. It's right. It's not the end of the year. It's the end of the decade. So from, I guess you're right, 2010 to 2019. So they've just, I'm telling you, there's a zillion lists here. If you want the full list, go to time.com or look at the magazine when it comes to your house. I don't know if it still prints in paper. I have no idea.
You know, I never did it, but there was this thing that I had on a story I read about from 2014, so I guess it was like 5 years. You won't believe these things were 5 years ago. And you do get surprised about
where things
sit
fast
into your history. So I'm interested. Go on.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, to me, like, when we got here in 97, you know, it felt very future and like, oh boy, this internet thing is really so. I was like, wow, everything has a .com after it. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, why is the internet a .com? After, I mean, it's just every other word out of our mouths is .com. And then the explosion of smartphones and now self-driving cars and, oh my God, Tesla's pickup truck is getting revealed today?
Actually, I think it's Thursday. We're going to talk to Scott maybe tomorrow because he's kind of been just feeling out what's going on at
Salesforce.
Right.
Or Dreamforce.
Yeah, whatever.
So anyway, it's crazy. So this is just sort of a look back. I don't have complete lists here. I'm going to give you a couple highlights from several of the categories. Oh, and by the way, Yuzi, there's a section on books that they, I guess whoever does this prep sheet doesn't think that DJs read. But I looked down at the bottom. I'm like, I want to know the books. Because they did a top 10 for
I
the best.
Also I want to know the books.
I know.
What's what page is that?
Page 6.
Okay.
So Time Magazine put out a ton of lists running down the best movies, TV, music, books of the past decade. They didn't rank the list. They're in chronological order. So here's just a few highlights from each category. 10 best albums of the 2010s. Kaleidoscope Dream by Miguel. That's the guy who kicked that chick in the head, right?
Yes, right.
He'll forever be known as that.
Wow, I missed out on the Miguel craze.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have that album. All right, but
sings,
you know what?
Remember Me Too.
He sings in he sings in Coco, and I love him in that. So okay.
Carly Rae Jepsen's album, I guess the one with Call Me Maybe. Time Magazine has picked it as one of the best albums of the 2010s.
On the strength of that song alone,
I guess
I'll give
so.
It to him because that was it's so sweet, your teeth break, shatter.
It's the sweetest little pop
As
sugar.
As you try and get that thing down your throat, my teeth.
I love this song.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my number, so call me maybe. I just met you. This is crazy.
Had to be in the studio playing that once it was finally mixed and put it together and played it loud and just went, we're on fire from here on out. Oh, I shouldn't use that word. We're going gold from here on out. Right?
Please recapture this lightning in a bottle at least once on every subsequent record.
No.
Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion record is one of the 10 best albums of 2010, according to Time Magazine. The Weight of These Wings by Miranda Lambert and Damn by Kendrick Lamar. That's just four of the 10. I just have highlights.
I don't have any of those.
Yeah, me neither.
And I like Kendrick, but I don't have any
of those. Oh, actually,
I
forgot. I have all of them. I just don't listen to them. I do. The 10 best songs. Rolling in the Deep by Adele. That was a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
All Too Well by Taylor Swift. I have never heard a song called All Too Well by... Oh, that must be... No, these are the songs. Can you find All Too Well by Taylor Swift? Oh, thank you. You got full list here.
Okay, is this like the cool kids deep cut or something? What is this?
I guess so. I don't know about this one.
Of all the... I mean, we play Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and I've never heard that song. Well, this is the one they love at Time Magazine.
All right.
Ain't It Fun by Paramore, Drunk on a Plane by Dierks Bentley, and Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. Yuzi just handed me the best top 10 nonfiction books.
Nonfiction?
Fiction and nonfiction. I'm going to start with the fiction. Top 10 best fiction books of the 2010s. I've only read one of them. I read A Visit from the Goon Squad. Which is a little sort of group of short stories. I didn't think it was that good. It's fine. I can't say I didn't enjoy
Who's
it.
Who's the author?
Jennifer Egan.
Never heard of her.
My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante. Gone Girl. Oh, I did read Gone Girl.
Gone Girl is the one I was expecting to hear you say.
Gone Girl's great. I would think Girl on the Train, too. Let me see if that's on here. Hold on. Gone Girl. Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Life After Life by Kate Atkinson. 10th of December by George Saunders. The Sellout by Paul Beatty. Sing, Unburied Sing by Jasmine Ward. Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. And that's it. I've read two of those. That's Time Magazine's list of the best fiction. Best nonfiction. The Warmth of Other Suns, The Epic Story of America's Great Migration, The Emperor of All Maladies, Behind the Beautiful Forevers, Wild. That's the one they made a movie about that, right?
What's it called again?
Cheryl Strayed. Wild.
It's the Sean Penn movie?
No. It's the one where the Reese Witherspoon plays the girl.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it's her journey up
she
the
goes
Pacific
right.
Coast Trail.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Was great.
A movie called Wave. A book called Wave, and these are nonfiction. Between the World and Me, Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City, The Order of Time, Bad Blood, These Truths. So those are the nonfiction. I don't read nonfiction. I like to get lost in a story.
You know what I am reading right now?
What are you reading?
Did you ever read Kuntz books?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, but you know, it's been years though, and I remember snippets of them. I couldn't put them together with a title.
I really haven't. And I remember my brother Nick, when my family's first golden retriever was my brother Nick's gift for Christmas or something like that.
So I never pictured you guys with an animal.
I was already moved out.
That's why.
But they've had a lot of goldens. Mm. But the first one was this golden, and my brother Nick named it Einstein after the dog in Watchers.
Oh. Mm.
And so I went, you know, I'm going to read Watchers and see what's, and I love it. So far,
I should go
absolutely
read those.
It started out, I'm like, meh. It better get going, and then it got going, and I'm in. I'm all in. It's really good.
I should reread some of the Koontz books.
Weirdly,
I remember liking it, but I thought it was sort of like a sad runner-up to Stephen King.
Yeah, this isn't horror, at least not so far. But it's absolutely gripping, and weirdly, it's about it takes place in Orange County, where I'm from.
Oh, funny!
So there's a reference to Fashion Island. I'm like, oh my god, you got to be kidding me! And Laguna, and all these places where I'm from.
Wow, funny.
But it's good. It's not because I'm from there that I'm...
Right. You're into it because it's a good story.
It's a great story
know,
so
I've
far.
Got, I love reading so much. Oh, my God. So there's lots more of these lists on there. If you are interested, time is rounding up the decade, and they've got... And believe me, this is just the first. Like, in December... Every goddamn thing we read, and I like lists, but I do feel like you can only really do so many.
Well, the thing about a list is it's either a conversation
starter,
it's conversational, or it's not. And to hear someone go end at number 8, that's no good.
Right? No, you got to just use it as a springboard.
So it either works or it doesn't.
Right. This isn't working. I'm throwing that
away. You'll know if you've gotten to 5 without anyone saying a word, you're on the wrong track.
Well, I like you guys to guess, too. I like to do ones that I feel like, you know, people in their car can guess along.
Yeah, play along.
Like, that's on there. I never would have guessed Carly Rae Jepsen. I'll tell you that right now. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I have a lot. Well, first of all, we'll talk about, is your power going out or not?
Oh, boy.
Big Sur seems angry. And more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are looking for spring interns. If you're over 18, you can get college credit for coming over here and working. We don't pay a lot. We pay an experience. If you like radio or communications, this is a great internship. You learn a ton. Mm-hmm. Learn from Yuzat and from Bryn.
You guys, everyone.
Sure.
We got one yesterday.
Oh, great. So send a resume and cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com. UZETTE at radioalice.com. Spell everything right. Really ups your chances of making it past the initial read through. But we're looking for spring interns and we'd love to have you come aboard.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the SF Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. It's weirdly hot. And despite what some naysayers may say, you're definitely going to want to do it more than once. Mark the audio on that. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
Cute.
sfgcjm.com. Okay, so holiday travel. You staying in town?
This for Thanksgiving, yes.
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 Me too.
Oh, is that happening?
The airlines expect to carry a record 31.6 million passengers over the Thanksgiving holiday,
boy.
Though. It's going to be a record. It means all
That's
of the 10% things.
10% of America.
All of the things that you associate with holiday travel will be there for you. So don't be surprised that there's a long security line. There will be a long security line.
Get there early. Don't try to thread that needle.
Benny.
How many people do live in America now? Because that's a huge amount of people.
31.6 million.
Is that just America or is that?
Yeah, that's U.S. Airlines. Expect to carry a record.
Crazy.
Number of travelers. So, and the crunch starts this Friday. So It's on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are packing as we speak, I guess.
A lot of people have next week off. Mm-hmm. Most schools go through Wednesday, right?
I'm not sure about that.
Well, it's been a while since
I don't have any kids,
school.
So.
Sure. My kids have school through Wednesday.
327 million.
How many?
327 million.
Yeah, that's like 10 freaking percent of America.
It's going to travel.
It's crazy.
Well,
we just love our turkey with family.
That's what it comes down to, though. You know, it's not necessarily. In fact, I have another story here about what you'd rather do. Travel for the holidays or stay home. According to the survey, 75% say, I want to stay home. Mm. I don't want to be out of town. And yet you do because you know that your family is all meeting there and you realize. Yep.
That's the time.
Well, they're going to talk about us if we're not there. The other thing, too, a lot of times with family, especially if they live closer together, you travel to one house for Thanksgiving and another one for Christmas.
Right.
Such split a drag.
It is kind of a drag.
John's wife, ex-wife, texted me last night.
Because you're his wife.
I'm his current wife.
John's wife.
John's
you mean
ex-wife.
You?
yeah, texted me asking me to come over for Thanksgiving. And I said, you know, to be honest with you, I'd just rather stay home alone with John.
Hmm.
But I'll see you. I said, but I'll see you in a couple weeks because there's something else going on.
What does he prefer?
Staying home.
Staying home.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's at the dealership all the time.
Exactly. That's his one day off that he can have because he's got to be at work the night before and the day after.
You doing tamales?
You know what? I haven't decided. I was just thinking of getting maybe a rotisserie chicken and cooking all the sides.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, something small.
You can just get a little. I think you can just get a turkey breast and roast that.
It's dry.
I know.
No thanks. I like the dark meat.
I do too. Give me
I
a
have
leg.
Done the like the legs. I'll get a couple legs.
Oh,
and then roast those. It's delicious.
Christina likes the dark meat. It's the first person
so
I've ever been. I don't know, how do I put this? I've eaten dinner with her. I don't know a million times now. It's the first person I've ever met that's like only dark meat. Yeah. I don't want that. It's dry.
Uh-huh. It is dry.
And when I buy chicken breast, she's like,
yeah, great. Chicken breasts I cut up and use it for something else.
Yeah.
I'll never eat just a
just
breast.
Just a breast.
Yeah.
No.
That's the healthy meat, though.
Mm. It's just not juicy. Fat makes things taste
tasty.
Good.
Yeah. It's the, that's if you.
I don't mind it the next day because putting it in a sandwich or something like that.
Yes, mix it with some mayo.
Yeah,
and kind
exactly.
Of moisten it up
it
a little
up.
Bit. Right.
Smear a bunch of stuff on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, yeah, has all the, take the white meat.
Dark
take
meat.
It.
Yeah.
All the gurglies are in there, though.
Yeah,
all the strings.
Yeah,
you can get them out. It's fine.
Pick it out of my teeth. No problem.
I feel like a 4-year-old going, oh, wow.
Well, I mean, just, you know,
that
carefully.
That was like
carefully
bouncy in there.
Through.
Why'd that push back?
That was cartilage.
That
what that sounds
I don't
like.
Want the push back on me. Yeah.
I want the pushback.
I flip the breasts upside down to find the dark stuff, like the liver and whatever it is. That stuff is like just mouthwatering. Love it.
Well, you do?
You do like yucky
I do,
things.
Yeah.
And you just said cartilage like that's delicious. You
eat- I don't eat the cartilage. Okay, but if I get some in my mouth, it's no problem. I know what it is. I take it. Even if I didn't know what it was, I'm still like, well, it's, you know, worth it to get the meat. When we do thighs all the time. Like,
we do a lot of thighs.
Grill them and John does this thing and this tagine that's freaking delicious. Mm. Oh, my God.
Tagine's the spice.
No, well, there is a spice called, not, no, it's a tagine. It's like a Moroccan cooking pot. It has like this thing that goes up to the top. It's made of like pottery. They're pretty common. I'm not doing some crazy thing here. You just settle everything in there. It cooks for a really long time. Like just in, it's almost like a pressure cooker in a way because it gets really rattly.
Huh.
Yeah. So good. The meat's just fall off the bone. That's what I'm looking
Perfect,
for.
Perfect.
Pull it off the bone.
Back to travel for a second.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yeah.
Huh. Never seen that.
It looks like a, I don't know, like a, what does that look like? A gourd or something. Like it has just sort of a long, skinny neck that goes up with
Well, the first thing I thought
bowl.
Of was a teepee, but it's.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I mean, well, the teepee goes on top. So the cooking part is the bottom pot.
Uh-huh.
And then that thing, I think it does something like recirculates the moisture. So I don't know what the F
The lid,
does.
Though, is. Yeah. Is
like a teepee.
That's it's really neat looking.
Yeah, we have a couple of them. I added them to my bowl collection because they're just
of course
striking looking.
Whatever that is, Bryn, that looks delicious.
Yeah, that looks like what John makes.
What'd you pull up?
Except that white meat part right there.
Yeah, the white meat. Get that out of there.
Ridiculous.
Get that out of there.
I can't believe that.
I'll give that to Anita and she actually eats that.
So. Yeah, I eat that. That's you.
My kid only wants white meat.
Yeah, that's the healthy part.
It says historically the nomads in North Africa used the tagine pot as a portable oven, allowing them to prepare food at any time while moving around.
Oh, nice.
It's beautiful.
They are. They're really pretty.
Yeah.
And you get them, like, they have like a glazed outside. Mm-hmm. The ones that he's showing right there look like all this beautiful.
This it can is a be Moroccan expensive, classic. Looks like. It's called a chicken Moroccan tagine.
Tagine. I don't know how
and
you say it.
The ingredients right here if you want them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so easy. You just put it all in, put the thing on, let it cook for a couple hours. And it's like, and basically the broth underneath becomes almost. You know, it's like a really light soup.
Mm.
Yeah, really easy, fun. You should put that on your list of things.
I don't. What?
You know, because you make the chicken soup now, and you can make a
chicken
tagine.
They'll
freak out.
Listen, you can't believe the mess I made last night making chicken soup because I was told then I had to take the. So I've got a big pot with all the stuff in it.
Yeah.
And then I had to strain all the stuff out of it. Mm. So now I got this big pot.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that kitchen had just been cleaned. I trashed that place.
Oh my God.
Why don't you clean as you go?
Well, here's what I'm talking about. So I had to take the soup, put a strainer in the biggest bowl we had, which wasn't big enough.
Oh,
so
no.
I strain, stop, take this, and then I've got the strainer, and I'm like, well, I'll just put that aside. And then it's dripping.
Leaking all over the counter.
And then I'm like, all right, now I got this.
Oh, no.
I got things going.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point I stopped because I'd gotten everything strained. This is homemade chicken soup that I did last night, everyone. And we can hear a dripping.
Oh, no.
We can hear this drip, 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 drip. And the missus goes, what is that sound? And I'm like, oh, that's the counter dripping onto the floor. Part of the reason we weren't hearing it was at first was because it was dripping onto the car. This was like a rug.
Oh, no. And then that saturated.
And then once that got wet enough,
did make a mess.
Then you could hear the drip.
You are my worst nightmare.
And then I went, all right, I'm going to go to bed. You guys have a good one.
Clean up that mess.
I cleaned up as much as I could. And then she's like, I got it. I'm going to wash that rug. Anyway,
you did that on purpose so you don't have to cook again.
I was like, by design, wanted the kids to smell the soup and
cooking all day.
You know, I really was going for something there, but it wasn't to destroy the kitchen. That
you
was
got
just
the house smelling like soup. That's for sure.
Yeah. The whole house,
for a couple
top
of
to bottom. Yeah.
Anyway, let me move on to another story.
All right.
So, how do I put this? I love Big Sur.
Yeah.
Let me just put it that way. I love it there.
You've talked about it many times.
I haven't been in a while. Me and a girl I dated here back in the 90s, we used to go there and camp. I went there with my wife, not to camp, but we went to
Post Ranch.
Yes.
Post Ranch, and it was the best trip I've ever had in my life. Like, nothing. There's no trip I could take that would ever top that.
Mm. It's when you guys first said I love you to each other.
You didn't need to add that part.
Well, that's a special part of it. That's the best part.
I guess. I don't.
What do you have against
him? Oh, he's wiping a tear. Yeah.
No,
Come on. Oh, it was a great
trip. I'm having
trip.
An eye twitch.
It's where you guys fell in love.
These girls are brutal.
No. They are.
Tell us more about love.
Anyway.
We're here all about love.
The point is that place is beautiful. I've had some great times there. I can see why people love it and want to protect it. But this, I don't know what Fodor's travel is, but I did see this story on the news last night. And now I'm seeing it in paper in front of me here. They put out Big Sur as it's don't travel there in 2020. It's at the top of the list.
Why?
They also put, and this was the picture that I saw on the news story on TV last night. The sign that's on the big bridge that you know from Big Little... No, is it Big Little
Lies? Big
Little
Lies. Mm-hmm.
That was filmed
in...
The sign that's there says, over-tourism is killing Big Sur. It hangs on the Bixby Bridge.
Oh. So they want to give it a year off?
Well, they want you. So as you read
into
the
story. Didn't
it just
have a couple years off because of the slide?
Yes.
Yeah, it was closed, right?
So
and
with
people
all
had
the
to, like, helicopter in.
Yes, with all the problems they'd have, you'd think they'd want some tourism, but apparently they don't.
Well, there was a fire too, right?
Yes. They've had problems. Mm, they have the same problems all the rest of California has with flooding and slides and fires. It's an issue for sure.
One of the problems here, though, is that there are things in Big Sur set up that depend on tourism. So I'm sure that not everyone in Big Sur is happy about discouragement of people from attending things there.
Right. They want tourism on one side because that's how people going there to camp is how. Right. Exactly right. But what they're saying is, at least, at the very least, think about if you're going to travel there, the effect you have on the locals.
Right.
And I think you should do that anywhere. If we've heard New Zealand now has become this place because of the films that have taken place there. And isn't Croatia another big travel spot where people are flooding because of Game of Thrones?
Nobody ever went there.
And all of a sudden, these places that are considered selfie gold are being trampled to death. And the Bixby Bridge is one of the things they're saying because of Big Little Lies. Everyone's jumping out and taking these unsafe selfies, and they're worried either you're going to cause an accident, you're going to be the accident. Either way, think about why you're traveling to a place and how you're going to affect it. I want to promote that. Think about it.
Sure.
But Big Sur is a jewel.
So beautiful.
In California. There's
you
no
should
question.
See it.
I've never been there.
Oh, God. Mm. It's.
And I've only driven through it. He's actually spent.
Stay there, yeah.
There's this spot we would camp where we'd build our little. And I'm no.
Outdoorsman.
I mean, I am. I go surfing, so I do spend time. But I'm not someone who's going to have, you know, I don't have a holster with a gun. I'm not ready for. I don't. Yeah, I bought a knife because I watch Bear Grylls, and then it sits there because I don't know what to do with it. You know what I mean?
Well, if you ever need one, there
he's
it is.
Really handy with a knife, though. I mean, I watched him
like
on TV and was like, that guy survives with just that. Yeah. I'm getting me one. And then I got one, and I move it around to different places. But...
Polish it up.
I don't
ready for action.
It ends up opening packages.
And you got to keep that up away from those kids. You know, the little Hulk baby does not need to get her hands on the Bear Grylls knife.
You're right. Anyway, they say in the spirit of ethical and responsible tourism, this travel site has put Big Sur on the list. Mm. Go there, but be considerate, I guess, is what they're trying to put out there. I would say go there because if you live in California and you haven't seen it, it's a jewel. It's like I consider Santa Barbara a jewel.
Sure.
Santa Cruz is also another one. And they're all over the place. Places where you go and, oh, my God, I live here and I haven't been. How could I have let this?
Right. This is the I mean, listen, I've lived all over this country. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is where it's the most beautiful. I don't care what anybody says. We are so, it's worth the 13% state income tax and the extra 1% you pay to live in the city. It's worth it. It's beautiful.
Agreed. Okay, so I'm going to do another story now. A guy, so America's Got Talent is the talent show. It's not just singing. It's a
bunch everything.
Of it's
all kinds of junk.
A West Virginia man is accused of attacking his brother and other family members at a home in Ohio after they said they were not going to give him money so he could go try out for America's Got Talent.
What's his talent?
That, I don't have that.
So they don't believe in him, whatever
Gregory
it is.
Gregory Rary on Sunday night went to his parents' house and got into his fight with his 29-year-old brother, Chad. I can just hear it, can't you? Some guy who's like, I'm going to go make it. And the brother's, you know.
Loser. Not going to make anything.
Right. You've never made anything of yourself so far.
With the L on the ball.
Back to the basement.
What's your talent, loser?
Mooching off mom and dad.
Gregory went over to ask for money so he could travel to audition for America's Got Talent. And the family said, absolutely not.
They stopped laughing.
When they wouldn't support his dream, he got angry and punched his brother square in the face.
Uh-oh.
The cops were called and arrested Gregory, and he told Chad he'd kill him if he files charges. I'll be back. Apparently,
Greg and Chad.
The young one, Gregory, has been charged with domestic violence and aggravated menacing. There's no word on what talent Gregory was planning to show off.
Yeah, that's key. I really want to know.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple articles. I don't see.
Oh, but... Jesus. He's so good looking. I mean, the family should really send him just like, my talent is being devastatingly handsome. He's not, by the way.
No, it looks, well, that may be his mugshot. I was going to say it looks like a mugshot. That might actually be it because he was arrested. So there you go.
It looks like they maybe, doesn't that look widened? Like, have you ever seen anybody with a face that wide? Like, my talent is my face can't fit through doors. It's so wide. It
he
seems
does
like the,
have a bubble head.
The lens
a round face.
Maybe was, like, his face is all kind of in the middle. It's like a little face.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then he's got all this, like,
but he's got no hair, dude. You know what? I'll give him a little bit on that, where you don't have any hair. You're all face.
I don't know, though. This is an excessive face. There's,
Let me just say, in Gregory's defense, he would fire back. What about those bangs, lady?
Hey, you know, you're right. And he wouldn't be wrong. Bangs are so... Here, let me put my bangs... I'm holding up the photo of him for the looking glass, and you get to see this dude's face and my bangs. And I'm like, listen, you can't get the bangs right every time. Or even most of the times.
Right, well,
if you let your girl come over, she would have done it correctly.
Well,
I needed
you
it done
highly...
yesterday. She's not going to drive up yesterday. Plus, I had mud in my hair. I just get this off of me.
Mill Valley isn't. They must have a million hairstylists.
But it's so much. It's just over and free if I just go like that. Most times it's fine. I just really brutalize myself.
I mean, what's the number
yesterday.
Of hairstylists
it's not that
to
bad
people
anyway.
The,
like,
to
yeah,
the
you'll
population?
Get used to it.
They're per capita.
You'll
they
get
must
used
be
to
over.
It. It'll be fine.
All right, fine. I'm just saying.
Be,
I think there's a
right.
lot of people who could help you with that within a drive. you don't need to do it yourself.
Oh, clearly there's something in me.
Hey,
that needs
I want to say the text. Listen, the support you guys. I'm so grateful and so not worthy, but I can't read them. They'll make me cry. So thank you so much for the support. Fingers crossed. Yep. That's where I got to leave it because I've already. Bubbled up three times already. I'm a loser.
You're not
can't
a loser.
Myself.
You're a person with a who heart. Cares.
So anyway, but thank you for the text. I'm reading them. I just have to not read them on the air.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. I will do the Billboard Hot 100, but we're going to get into the Christmas spirit.
I love it.
I got a ton of things to do and see and buy and gift people right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.